Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Esteemed Chairperson, distinguished experts, participants, and guests, I extend my gratitude and that of the International Expert Mechanism to Advance Racial Justice and Equality in the Context of Law Enforcement, to the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Effective Implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action for the very kind invitation that you have made us to take part in this discussion. Our expert mechanism is mandated to examine systemic racism and its root causes that is faced by Africans and people of African descent, and that is manifested in excessive use of force, racial profiling, and other violations of international human rights law by law enforcement officials and in the context of the criminal justice system. Through its engagements, the mechanism notes the persisting challenges, including systematic racism, that lead to racial profiling, stereotyping, and police killings, among other human rights violations by law enforcement agents and the criminal justice system in different parts of the world. To date, the mechanism has written to 9 states on specific incidents or situations with a view to formulating concrete recommendations on access to justice, accountability, and redress for human rights violations against Africans and people of African descent. The mechanism has also carried out 2 country visits to Sweden and to the United States of America, both in 2023. In those visits, we met with a wide range of stakeholders, including government officials, law enforcement officers and agencies, and directly affected individuals and communities. In the United States, we witnessed the overrepresentation of people of African descent in the criminal justice system. We were alarmed by the figures and circumstances in which people of African descent are killed by police in disproportionate numbers, pointing to a systemic problem. We also noted with concern the increased use of police response to social issues, such as mental health crises, education, homelessness, and traffic controls, which disproportionately impact people of African descent. We called on the government to address the legacies of enslavement, which still lead to discriminatory practices, and to adopt alternative methods of policing. In Sweden, we received testimonies of the intersecting forms of discrimination based on gender, age, and religion that Africans and people of African descent face, not only in society at large, but also in their interactions with law enforcement. We urge the Swedish authorities to continue pursuing efforts to prevent and prosecute hate crimes and all offenses motivated by discrimination, intolerance, or hatred, and to increase diversity, including based on race and gender, within the ranks of the police force to reflect the communities they serve. The mechanism will be visiting Brazil in November of this year, hoping to have a deep interaction with affected individuals and communities, and with national and local governments, as well as with the different law enforcement agencies that act on the ground. The mechanism hopes to visit the cities of Brasilia, Rio de Janeiro, São Paulo, Salvador in the state of Bahia, and Fortaleza in the state of Ceará. Our annual thematic report, presented to the Human Rights Council this October, focuses on reimagining policing, as we called it. It highlights the abusive police practices, from violent interactions to racial profiling and stop and search, as well as in relation to drug law enforcement in different parts of the world. It also highlights local good practices that need to be replicated worldwide. States and law enforcement agencies should adopt alternative and complementary methods of policing that can contribute to close the trust deficits that we find in the communities the police serves. We note that while essential, a strictly regulatory approach to the use of force is insufficient to address the breadth of challenges and the historical discrimination faced by communities of Africans and people of African descent. We point to a way forward comprising comprehensive reform and cultural and institutional transformation. To achieve this, an acknowledgement of historic discrimination and its impact on present abusive law enforcement practices is essential, as well as strengthening oversight and accountability, among other things. The Durban Declaration remains a landmark document in the global fight against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related forms of intolerance. We also acknowledge the importance of having a legal framework for the protection of the rights of people of African descent as subjects of rights under international human rights law. And we welcome the United Nations draft declaration on peoples of African descent. We note with satisfaction Article 17 of the draft declaration on equality before the law and equal protection before the law. It contains important provisions in relation to our mandate, including condemning racial profiling by law enforcement officials and calling on states to apply appropriate sanctions against law enforcement officials who act based on racial profiling, to facilitating access to justice for people of African descent, and the prohibition of torture and ill treatment against people of African descent. Our establishing resolution requests the expert mechanism to coordinate its work and strengthen its participation, engagement, and cooperation as appropriate with all relevant United Nations mechanisms, bodies, and processes. We therefore look forward to knowing how we could join efforts to advance racial justice and equality for Africans and people of African descent in the context of implementing the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. We also welcome the ideas and suggestions of the Intergovernmental Working Group and other participants on how you envisage cooperation with the mechanism and the priority areas of cooperation you see in the field of law enforcement and the criminal justice system. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank